Welcome to American Acapella with hosts Jamie Jones and Mike Mano. On American Acapella, you'll hear the best acapella music, along with a few candid interviews with people who have shaped this great art form. From chorus groups to barbershop and doo-wop to college acapella, you'll get a taste of a musical world exploding with beautiful harmonies and undiscovered talent. American Acapella is sponsored by Hyundai of Newport. If you purchased any vehicle from Hyundai of Newport and your car needs servicing, they'll come to your house or work and drop off a loaner car for you anywhere within a 60-mile radius of the dealership. Start your fun day in Newport with Hyundai of Newport. Visit HyundaiofNewport.com. Now, here are the hosts of American Acapella, Jamie Jones and Mike Mano.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
And welcome to another episode of American Acapella.
You sound stuffy.
I'm a little bit stuffy. Got a little allergy thing going on.
No, I think it's a cold.
No, I don't get colds, so a little allergy thing. But anyway, I'm glad to be here, back with another show for American Acapella. And Jamie, you and I thought it might be a good idea.
Yeah, we're going to celebrate.
We're going to celebrate a birthday.
Yes.
A big one.
A big one.
Not mine, not yours.
No.
But the Barbershop Harmony Society is celebrating 75 years of existence.
Wow.
And we're going to review some of the quartet champions. And we don't get a chance to play the old ones very often. So
no.
we're gonna do this in chronological order.
Okay.
And I think it'll be interesting for the audience.
We should do it by year.
And we'll do it
and
by year
also. And start
from
the beginning.
Yeah, start at the beginning. But I think it'll be interesting for the audience to hear the difference from what happened in 1939, the first champions.
The year you were born?
No, it was a little later than that. But
as
we go through, and we're certainly not going to listen to all of them, just some highlights here and there. And
we are. This is a five-hour program.
Yeah, we won't even necessarily listen to the most popular or the most dynamic, but just kind of highlights. Because some of the groups, like Gas House Gang, for example, we're not going to listen to today because we've done about 10 shows on
them. Yes.
So you know, we'll kind of pick and choose as we go along. But starting in 1939, cool name for the very first champions. You're going to like this one.
Go ahead.
The Bartlesville Barflies.
How in the heck do you come up with that?
Well, I guess they were barflies and they were from Bartlesville, Ohio, I think.
Hey, that sounds good to me.
Here we go. And the song is Wait Till the Sun Shines, Nelly.
Sunshine's Nelly, and the clouds go drifting by. We will be happy, Nelly. Don't you sigh. Down Lover's Lane we'll wander, sweetheart, you and I. Sunshine's Nelly by Lindy, Lindy, sweet as the sugar cane. Lindy, Lindy, say you'll be mine when the moon am a shining. Then my heart am a
I want to spoon
with my honey I'll croon love's tune.
Honeymoon, keep a shining in
June. Your silver soon by the silvery moon.
By the silvery moon.
And this all started on a rooftop, right?
The society, I mean, yeah. It was kind of a joke. There was a man named O.C. Cash who got together with a friend named Rupert Hall, and they decided it would be great to bring back the music that their dads and granddads used to sing. And so they sent out some invitations to like a dozen people or whatever, and they got together and started singing. A lot more showed up, and the Associated Press picked up the news story because they were singing on a rooftop hotel garden, and they heard the singing, and they picked it up and sent it out nationwide. Next thing you know, people were coming from all over the place. And
the rest is history.
The rest is history. Chapters started here, there, and everywhere, and everyone joined the Society for the Preservation and Encouragement of Barbershop Quartet Singing in America.
And if you go to barbershop.org, they have a special page for the 75th anniversary. It's called Celebrate Harmony. And they have a nice YouTube, you can see it on YouTube or there. It's a 75th anniversary promo, kind of goes through the history and stuff for those who aren't as into barbershop as we are.
So. Right, right. It's a great, great way to catch up. And that quartet, the Bartlesville Barflies, you notice obviously in the singing, very old style,
yes.
Very reminiscent of if you see old movies. It was frequently quartets in those old movies that would feature singing just like that. We're going to skip ahead a few years, about 11, to one of the quartets that probably was the biggest impact on society history ever. They were the 1950 champions, the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, yeah.
And they went on to star in Broadway.
Yes, they did.
And then the movies, and were world famous for being in Music Man. So we're going to play one of the songs that they sang in the barbershop style, not necessarily Music Man
right.
song. But this one is called Sailing Away on the Old Henry Clay.
The Old Henry Clay is sailing away from Dixieland today. Goodbye, old Dixie, goodbye. I've got a tear in my eye. I ramble away now and then. You can gamble I'm coming back again. Frankly, while I am away, this is the prayer that I'll say. Oh, hear me while I am napping, Lordy. If anything should happen, lay me in Dixie to die. Goodbye, Dixie. The levee, there's a steamboat puffin', pumpin', music is playin', darkies' feet are shufflin'. The old Henry Clay is sailin' away from Dixieland today. When the boat is gettin' set to start, someone's sayin' with a heavy, floating down the river down to Cotton Town. Just hear that whistle too, wooting away. And those darkies singing, banjos ring till break of day. Goodbye, old Dixie, goodbye. I've got a tear in my eye. Though I ramble away now and then, you can gamble I'm coming back again. Nightly while I am away, this is the prayer that I'll say. Oh, hear me while I am napping, Lordy. If anything should happen, lay me in Dixie to die. Goodbye, Dixie, goodbye, goodbye.
You might notice the singing get a little peppier.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Things starting to pick up a little bit. And then we're going to go just 5 years or 6 years down the road to a quartet that a lot of barbershop quartet aficionados will think that it was another landmark group. They were very, very popular. They were called the Confederates.
Hmm.
I can remember them when I was very, very, very young. sing them on shows. And the reason I remember them is I used to sing a song called Save Your Confederate Money, Boys, the South Will Rise Again.
Oh,
and they threw fake Confederate money out in the audience, and of course I had to grab some, and I kept it for years.
Do you still have it?
I think I probably still have it in a scrapbook someplace. I'll have to check that out. But they were also famous for this song, The Sunshine of Your Smile. Jamie, I know these groups are all way, way, way before your time, but But this group was very famous, kind of along the lines of the Buffalo Bills, where the Buffalo Bills were in the movies and Broadway. This next group was regular on television shows. As a matter of fact, there was a. Do you remember Jackie Gleason? Remember?
Yes, I do.
Okay, Jackie Gleason had a variety show, and they were regulars on his show. They were frequently at the Orange Bowl parades. They were in a lot of nightclub acts, and they became one of the society's best-known public quartets, if you will. A lot of them, like the Confederates, were known by barbershop people, but not very well known in the rest of the world, whereas this group, can you guess who they might be?
Yes, I can.
All right, who is it?
It's the Suntones.
The Suntones.
And this sound is incredible.
1961 champions of the Barbershop Harmony Society, and they were from Miami, And they just kind of were a little ahead of their time. They did a lot of interesting arrangements done by mostly by Gene Cocroft, the tenor of the quartet.
Now, did they have that impact on the society then? Like, people were like, wow,
absolutely.
These guys are,
yeah.
these guys were above and beyond.
They were probably the most popular for the most years. They actually sang on their 50th anniversary.
Oh, really?
So they sang, they were together for a long, long time. So here we go with the Suntones doing Nobody's Sweetheart Now.
Farewell so long, too bad you're gone, and you're nobody's sweetheart now. You're nobody's sweetheart now. They don't baby you somehow. With your fancy hose, your brand new silken gown, you'd be out of place in your own hometown. When you walk down the avenue, I just can't believe. Painted eyes, wearing a bird of paradise. It all seems wrong somehow. Let your nobody sweetheart now. You were everybody's sweetheart, not so long.
We are back on American Acapella, and Jamie, I think we noticed the one the Suntones was singing, things changed and progressed even more with bright sound and...
Much brighter sound, much
I guess
peppier.
Clean would be a word for it, and they had some great arrangements, and they were the kickoff to a lot of changes within the Barbershop Harmony Society. And as a matter of fact, the judging categories changed shortly after they got on the scene. All kinds of things happened.
Well, when you have somebody at that level, it pulls everybody else up if you want
right.
to compete with you know, what the top is. So.
And there were a lot of, you know, it's hard when you do a show like this because there were so many great champions.
Well, yeah, of course, in 75 years.
And you skip somebody like the Sidewinders, which we're not going to listen to today, from California, or just a great, clean quartet and... The Four Renegades, my idol Tom Felgen singing bass for the Renegades. We're not going to listen to them, but we have one coming up that we couldn't quite skip because they're from New England, and that's obviously where we're from, and they were our first international champions in 1967, and they got their name from the fact that they came from four different states, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire. Can you guess the name of the quartet?
Four Statesmen.
Well, see how you put that together?
It just comes to me.
All right. New England Northeastern District, which is New England and Eastern Canada of the Society, our first champions, the Four Statesmen, singing I'll Be a Song and Dance Man Again.
I'd love to see that man come back again from long ago. There's actors, musicians, jugglers, magicians, the man on the flying trapeze, zoom, zoom. There's low-down sopranos who sit on pianos, but I don't care for any one of these. I only go to see a show so I can watch a song and dance man. He's got a style, gee, what a wonderful style, that makes a sad heart smile. A cabaret where life is gay is bound to have a song and dance man. And on the stage, gee, but he's great on the stage, he is the rage. He'll serenade a lovely lady with a parasol, then dance around and meet her by the garden wall. When they decide to hide behind her parasol, do you think they really kiss? I'll tell you this, I'll never miss a chance to see a song and dance man. For when he sings an old refrain or swings a happy cane, that's the kind of entertainment for me.
I only go,
oh, where do you go to see a show? The kind of a show where I can watch a song and dance man. He's got a style that makes you smile, the kind of a smile that makes you love a song and dance man. He'll serenade a lovely lady with a parasol, then dance around and meet her by the garden wall. When they decide to hide behind her parasol, do you think they really kiss? You bet. I'll tell you this, I'll never miss a chance to see a song and dance man. For when he sings an old refrain or swings a happy cane, that's the kind of entertainment, wonderful entertainment, the only entertainment for me. Doodly-doodly-doodly-doo, bum-bum.
So that was our very own Four Statesmen.
They had a very similar sound to Suntones, too.
Well, I mean, it was a sound of the era, I think. It was the kind of thing that was the style of the time, and we'll see the style progress dramatically in the next few years, but we're going to skip over, again, a lot of great quartets. The Oriole Four, Gentleman's Agreement, The Dealer's Choice. There's a whole series of quartets that, for one reason or another, were very important to the society. But we've done shows on them, so we're not going to play them right now.
Or we will do more.
We'll do more, and we're going to get to a quartet that set the stage for again a little bit different, another step up of singing. And this is a group called the Bluegrass Student Union. Mm-hmm. They were champions in 1978, so we're skipping about 10 years here in time and evolution.
We're almost to the year I was born.
Oh, there we go. And Bluegrass Student Union singing Midnight Rose.
Late one night, lights were bright. Crowds filled the streets on Broadway. Through the whirl, I watched a girl throwing her young life away. Clock struck 12 nearby. I thought of her.
side. Midnight rose, while the lights are gleaming, you suppose that your heart is glad. Tomorrow you may find it sad. So have a care when you play, or you'll have to pay for the fun you've had. Those who devil's garden meet their doom. Everybody knows. Will your end be like the story goes? God forbid.
Jamie, I think that's a great example of if you heard that today, it wouldn't be particularly out of place.
So, no, it's getting more, you know,
right.
Now.
If you were listening to a barbershop show and you heard that group, they would obviously be one of the best groups you'd hear. But the style isn't that dissimilar to some of the things that have been going on for the last 10 years, although we're now back in another period of major evolution with a lot of changes in songs that you couldn't do in the barbershop style 20 years ago or
right.
30 years ago. So this next group is probably the epitome of what a lot of people think a good, old, solid barbershop quartet should be, singing very, very beautiful melodic songs and really getting into the music. Took them a long time to win, about 9 years, to
wow.
work their way up the international ladder, competing every once in a while and getting closer and closer, finally achieving their goal in 1980. And again, a quartet from New England. This one is called
The Boston Common.
Every quartet here today would hesitate to say the greatest song that they had sung together. Would it be Sweet Adeline or Calling Caroline, or Love That's True through fair or stormy weather? What does it matter about this song, whether it be weak or strong? And must we strive to sing with such perfection? Is not the most important part that it comes straight from the heart and be sung with understanding and affection? So let us sing our songs together and make that song divine.
has happened to that old quartet of mine? I hope and pray we'll meet again somewhere, someday, sometime. If only to remind them how dear they are to me, and just how much I miss the touch of four-part harmony. I wonder if they still recall the tears that filled our eyes the night the crowd applauded when we won our first big prize. All that I possess I would forsake if just once more I could partake, singing one more song, just one more time.
Can tell how things are progressing as you hear the sound from the first quartet we heard from now and the difference that that is, and we're going to hear that in the next quartet as well.
Yeah, I think the one of the things that obviously also is happening, and we should, you know, point out that it's pretty obvious the recording capabilities changed dramatically over the years. And so you get that full rich sound that you have from the Boston Common when they would go into the studio versus, you know, the old ones and the original ones we listened to that were recorded in some vast hall in Atlantic City or something like that, and a little tinny and echoey. This next group is very cool because they were very popular entertainment-wise as well as being great singing champions, called The New Tradition. And they did a very funny routine with the Marx Brothers where they all played one of the Marx Brothers.
Oh, really?
And here's one of their songs.
Hello! You are to meet us. We know you want to greet us, though you don't really need us. Some Marxists have arrived, so say hello to Groucho. The man is never boring. I think that judge is snoring. Hooray, hooray, hooray. Chico is a moral man. Sometimes we find it trying.
I never, never take a drink unless
it's Zeppo who is buying. For these fine judges, they really are fine judges. We really love these judges. Hooray, hooray, hooray.
I'm Zeppo.
I'm a Chico.
I'm Groucho.
And we're the ones that you have waited for. We'll give you first a show, and then we'll have to go. So you won't fall asleep, we'll say once more.
I'm Zeppo.
I'm Chico.
I'm Groucho.
Now everybody knows just who we are. We came to sing today, then we must be on our way. There's just one thing that's left to say.
it's still the secret void. It's not very funny either time.
Before the break, we listened to the New Tradition Quartet. Sorry.
Yes, that's correct. Very, very entertaining, and obviously recorded live at the convention.
Yes.
We just listened to.
And now we're going to listen to a favorite of everybody's, mainly because of their comedy.
Right. They might be the first international champion that was really, really, I think, considered a comedy quartet. A lot of very entertaining quartets, a lot of funny quartets over the years, but I guess some people would say Fred from Atlanta, Georgia area were the first ones that really concentrated on comedy, and everybody just couldn't wait to see them walk out.
And it's still funny
stage.
Today. Like, a lot of the stuff they did is still hilarious.
That's right. We're going to listen to one here called I've Got Rhythm.
I'm feeling so excited and oh so delighted. There's a great big smile on my face. Here's a reason why.
Stuff from Fred, always great stuff. And even, I mean, me not being as into it as you are barbershop wise, but I mean, that's all their stuff is so freaking funny.
It was interesting when you see them on shows. A lot of the stuff they did was written actually for the conventions they were in, where they would make fun of other competitors or famous personalities. But even at that, there was still stuff that if you were just seeing them for the first time, knew nothing about Barbershop.
And some of the stuff they had to come up with on the fly, because if they won, like a lot of the stuff they made comment about was
happened that day,
happened that day, or with another quartet or something like that. So you have to come up with that stuff at a moment's notice.
Yeah. Very, very talented group, and certainly a landmark group. We're going to go to another landmark group of a different kind.
Yeah,
certainly not known as very funny, but
no, these are the playboys, if you will, of the Barbershop Harmony Society.
Kind of a boy band type.
Kind of
thing.
A boy band. Yeah, they got that following. They got that look to them. And from California.
Women throwing underwear on the stage.
Women throwing underwear on the stage. Right. And obviously we're talking about OC Times.
There we go.
But just think, come out. I just can't handle it. This thing, come out. I must get around to it. Ain't ready. Crazy little thing called love. Tingity tingity ding. Well, this thing called love. Call love. It cries in a cradle all night. It swings. It jives. Shakes all over like jellyfish. I like it. Crazy little thing called love.
Crazy little thing called love.
Oh, there goes my baby. She knows how to rock and roll. She drives me crazy. She leaves me hot and cold fever. She puts me in a cuckoo sweat.
Ba da da. Ba da da.
Ba 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 ba. But you gotta be cool. I relax. I get here. I get on my track. Take a backseat. Hitchhike. Trangle all around on a motorbike. I'm ready.
I'm ready. Crazy little thing called love.
I gotta be cool, relax, get hip, get on my track, take a back seat, hitchhike. Jingle all right on the motorbike till I'm ready.
Ready, ready.
Crazy little thing called love. Well, this thing called love. I just can't handle it, just can't handle it. This thing called love must again, again, around to it. Yeah,
I ain't ready.
Crazy little thing called love. Crazy little thing called love. Crazy little thing called love.
Call love. A crazy little thing called love.
I gotta like it. This crazy little thing called love.
This crazy thing called.
Well, there you go. Whole different sound. Whole different recording era.
Definitely from the beginning to now, you can definitely tell the difference, but the great sounds, still, they all have their own quality that's, you know, unique and makes you want to listen to them all.
Well, 75 years, 75 champions, we've only been able to highlight about a dozen or so.
Just scratching the surface.
Just scratching the surface. But we have done shows on a majority of these over the years. All those things are archived, right, Jamie?
Yes, they are. You can listen to our shows, and you can go to barbershop.org, and they have... past things that you can listen to from past quartet winners.
And this list of where we got a lot of the material for this is online, too, at the Society website?
At the Society website. I got, of course, we got this on iTunes, but they have a special 75 years of Barbershop Quartet Champions, which goes from 1939 to 2012, volumes 1 through 6. So, and you can buy the CD on iTunes or through the barbershop.org website.
There you go. And we're going to wrap it up with last year's winners, the first non-society winners we ever had.
That's right.
From Sweden. They're an affiliate group to the Barbershop Harmony Society there. and the group called the Ringmasters. And if you have any questions or suggestions about American Acapella, they can always email us, right, Jamie?
Yes, they can. Just email us at WCRI@classical959.com, or you can go to classical959.com and you can click on the podcast tab and you'll see American Acapella there. Just click on that. It'll take you to our website. We also have a Twitter account, so you can go on there and chat with us there. Let us know some of the favorite groups you like, whether they're in your little corner of the world. We may not have heard of them, and might be able to play them on the next show. So that's at AMAC Show. And then our website directly is AmericanAcapella.com.
And we'll listen to Ringmasters saying, "Love Me and the World Is Mine." And after that, we'll say goodbye now, and then we'll let Joe go out.
Okay.
I'm Mike Maino.
I'm Jamie Jones.
Tell him goodbye, Joe.
I wander on as in a dream, a dream of paradise to be. For there an angel waits, would seem. Angel dear, 'tis thee. Suns may shine to light my way, dear. Wealth be mine for a dear. Lords may pledge their riches to. Yet the world would still be lonely with such virtues, only life to me, dear me.
Just you, my love.
I care not for the stars that shine.
I dare
not hope to e'er be thine. I only know I love you, love me, and the
tell them goodbye.
Tell them goodbye.